When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Dave Hooker Show, represented by Banks and Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney. Play to win, BanksJones.com.
The Dave Hooker Show.
A presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
Objective insight, expertise, top guest. Available on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and the Off the Hook Sports app.
Download now for free.
Also available on offthehooksports.com.
I compute and obey.
Now to Dave Hooker.
Ready.
All right, after a couple of days off, I am ready to roll. And yes, I am pink. Maybe a little bit of sun as, I don't know what I look like exactly, like a burnt end of a match, maybe. Caleb, what am I looking like here?
The worst part is you can see where you were wearing your sunglasses because those parts are like pale. It's like you have all the lines like there is.
It was a totally that and getting sunburned, a totally emasculating trip as my wife caught 6 fish. I caught a big 0, a big fat 0. Everybody else caught one except for me. Hit the like and subscribe button. Thank you, Caleb, very much. And thank you for Jimmy Imes, John Adams, for filling in while I take a little time off and prove that I am not a fisherman, but I tried my best. Hit that like and subscribe button because we're not going to talk about my vacation because that would bore you to death. But we're going to talk about Jason Jenkins in and out of the transfer portal. Ole Miss takes a running back from Miami. Colorado is all over the place in the portal. Is Lane Kiffin or Deion Sanders more likely to fall on his face in this transfer portal area? And also Tennessee with the newest commitment we'll get to. Why I think that Jeremiah Telander may be the most undervalued player on this Tennessee football team. Joe Milton's NFL draft status, where will he go? Also, Jaden Rashada back in the portal. Remember, he's the Florida guy that showed up, didn't have the cash, went to Arizona, or was it Arizona State?
Arizona State.
So he went to Arizona State, and now he's back interested in Georgia. So that could be a huge, huge pickup for the Bulldogs as he is highly, highly rated. But just goes to show you how some people in Florida, Caleb, are not handling the NIL as best they could, while some people at Arizona State just don't have the money to keep an elite talent on campus. That's just not going to happen for the Arizona States when they get pitted against the Georgias of the world.
Yeah, Arizona State took Jaden Rashada because he had to go somewhere because he didn't have many options at that point. But I feel like it was, it's kind of like, you know, in the NBA when they, when like one of those small market teams get a top five pick and they have them on their rookie scale, but like, you know, when their fifth year option is up that they're going to go play for Boston or LA or the Knicks or some big market team like that. You know, they're just biding their time when they play for you in your small market franchise. It That's does. Kind of what happened with Rashada.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like that, which is a little bit brutal. And then we've got some Jason Jenkins news. It is time for today's tough question, as the Vols thought they had somebody entering a portal, and now they don't. Here we go. Today's tough question brought to you by our good friends at Boundless Moving. And tell you something about Boundless Moving here in 1 second. Today's tough question.
Today's tough question. Take a side.
Take a stand.
The Dave Hooker Show, a presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
So give me the latest on Jason Jenkins, Tennessee defensive lineman who's in the portal, out of the portal, or not. What can you tell me about Jason Jenkins according to some reporting by, I believe, On Three was the first?
Yes, so Jason Jenkins had reportedly entered the transfer portal yesterday. And it was kind of frustrating for me because I was trying to deal with a lot of stuff getting it out. And I'm like, oh, I got to get this news out. And of course, the minute I get it out last night, breaks overnight that he never actually entered the portal. He was going to reverse course and decided not to enter the portal. And so never even filled out his paperwork. So he's back at Tennessee. I wrote it could mean one of two things. It could mean that certain hybrid defensive linemen, that's what I call them, like Dominic Bailey, who is 6'6", 280, and others have really emerged and are starting to make an impact. Or that the 2021 season, when they ran Caleb Herring and Jaquan Blakely a lot, is not commonplace for the future of Tennessee, because I feel like maybe Rodney Garner doesn't want hybrid three technique, five technique defensive lineman. Maybe he wants a specific three technique lineman, a specific four technique lineman, and a specific five technique lineman.
Go ahead and hit that like button, that subscribe button. Here are my thoughts on the Jenkins situation, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Boundless Moving. Boundless Moving in East Tennessee and in Charlotte, North Carolina. From the two-hour minimum to the turnkey operations, tell them Off the Hook Sports sent you. They have you covered. Boundless Moving, again, Google Boundless Moving. They handled my move. They should handle yours. Here's the one thing about Jenkins that I wonder if this arose. If somebody sat down with him and said, listen, you're not going to get a better deal. You're on the verge of being a good, not a great player. You should hang out at Tennessee, and this Spire group is going to get you enough to get by and see how things develop. And speaking of develop, you have a guy named Rodney Garner that can develop you to a high level. But I think the argument to get Jenkins to stay, if they even had to make an argument, would have been pretty easy and pretty strong.
No, you're probably right. And I think that's what's so lost in the shuffle of players transferring all the time looking to play somewhere else. When you're in a good situation at a school, you got a scholarship that's going to be honored. You got an NIL collective that's going to pay you pretty well. You may not play as much as you want. You may not be turned into an NFL draft pick the way you want, but you also got a free degree in hand at the end of the day. And again, for most players, and I would say Jenkins falls into this category, that free ride is, he's in the 60 percentile, which is the free ride is more valuable than the money he's going to generate as a player.
Agreed. So today's tough question is this: would you take a player, and we realize that Jenkins is not the perfect example, right? But would you take a player back that entered the transfer portal? What would you say to that and why?
I would take a player back who entered the portal. I think it's fair for players to sometimes keep their options open. Now, again, some players that they enter, I wouldn't take them back. It would depend on how good they were. But
now we're assuming, for the sake of this argument, we're assuming that they were good enough to play.
Yes. Yes. I'd take them back. I mean, if Amari Thomas enters the portal and says, I want to entertain just kind of my options, and then decides to come back, I'd take Amari Thomas back. I don't think it's any different than in the pros, when a player's contract is up and they're exploring the free agent market and they're negotiating with other teams and you still end up keeping them, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you're negotiating with other teams, you know, you can go. I would still take them. I would still try to negotiate a deal to keep them. Now, if I can't afford them, that's fine. Best of luck. Go where you're going to go. But I got no issue with, I mean, yeah, I'd take a player back if he entered the portal.
Okay, it's different to me, and it needs to remain different. The NFL is a business. College, I know, is a business, so don't make fun of me for saying that it's not. But there is some nostalgia there where you grow up rooting for a particular school. So I'm more of the mindset, and I've told you this before, that you pay the guy his two-week notice and you let him hit the door early. If he comes to you and tells you he's transferring, I'm not even exaggerating. I would be so hardcore, his locker would be cleaned out by the end of the day. You tell me you're because here's my fear, and I'm not doing this to be mean, Caleb. I'm really not, and I want to hear what people think on the message board if this is mean. I'm not doing this to be mean. I just don't want to bring a guy back that may not be happy, that may be a malcontent, that Caleb could then disrupt team chemistry. That's my biggest concern.
See, I'm not going to make fun of you for that thought. I will make fun of you for the college football's about pageantry and love, and it's not a bit. Okay, I'm going to make fun of you for that. But I won't make fun of you for the team chemistry part, because I'm the one who said that in this age of NIL, team chemistry is invaluable. You know, John Adams and I, funny enough, had a debate yesterday about that, because I said that Michigan went completely against the grain while every other team was rushing to pay players in the open portal market for NIL. Michigan said, let's spend all our money to keep all of our players from last year and have the best chemistry. And by the way, that's why they won a national title, because they weren't the most talented team last year. They were just the most disciplined team last year because of that chemistry. So I get your point on that. I don't know if entering the portal by itself, though, disrupts team chemistry if a player comes back. I mean, you know, I just, it's hard for me to think that would disrupt team chemistry.
Well, now, Elias brings up a really good point. Entirely depends on how they went about it. Okay, so if a guy comes to you and says, hey, Coach Calhoun, my family is having some real financial problems. One of my parents has leukemia. The medical bills are through the roof. I've got to shop myself around to get the most money I can right now. That's a lot different from, Dad, blame it, Coach. I'm just not playing enough. I mean, that sounds a lot different, right? Or I want to get closer to home to be close to an ailing family member. That sounds a lot different. And I'm going to have trouble having any issue with that. But I have the issue with, you're just not playing me enough. I'm out.
Okay, so you're thinking the you're along the lines of, you know, to go basketball, the Tyler Smith route, where Tyler Smith was committed to Tennessee and then backed out, went to Iowa, and then hardship with his father transferred back to Tennessee. Yes. Okay, I get what you're saying. What if it's something like this? The defensive lineman goes, hey, coach, you know, this D-line coach at this other school has promised me that I would start right here, right away, and I could be a major factor if I transferred. And then Rodney Garner then comes and says, well, you know, you don't really want to trust that D-line coach. I know a good bit about him. He might be lying to you. And let me tell you about what you could do here. And then the player says, okay, I'll stay. What do you do then? Do you, if he has a conversation with you about what he's being offered by other schools?
My conversation is as simple as this. You have a contact phone number with your collective that you work with. Make that phone call. See the most you can get. But the amount you get or your leverage against me will not affect your playing time. Because you cannot let leverage affect the playing time. And let's be honest, Caleb, you could lie to the kid. You could say, well, we're going to take care of you because we know you could have got more playing time at Louisville. But then when October rolls around, is he really getting more playing time?
No, exactly. That's where I'm at. But I guess the reason I'm bringing that up is, look, kids act rashly at 18 and 19. I did sometimes. And I do think you – and it's – we forget, how often have we seen coaches, you know, forgive 18 and 19-year-olds for breaking the law because they acted rashly? Okay? It's like if you're going to forgive that – can't forgive them for maybe rashly entering a portal for a minute when they maybe shouldn't have.
This is closer to being Dwight the guy in the office who's annoying than it is O.J. Simpson of breaking laws, right?
This is just exactly
the way you carry yourself. This is not breaking any moral obligations to those above or any of the situations. So that's very fair. Portions of the program brought to you by our friends at BetUS. BetUS with that 125% three-time bonus arrangement. And they've got the 10% bettors insurance as well. BetUS.
Favorite sportsbook and casino, live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
What the? What was he thinking?
Release the hounds.
The Dave Hooker Show.
Keep cool.
A presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
So what was he thinking? What is Deion Sanders thinking as Colorado is all over the place in the portal? And then Ole Miss takes a running back from Miami. Why Miami? Because they lost one of their top tailbacks, Quinshon Judkins, to Ohio State. And then you have a situation in which the SEC won't allow in conference transfers, so you have to go to a place like Miami. Now, I was told Miami was going to be very active in the portal, so I'm not going to pretend to tell you I know everything about this running back, but it makes me wonder how great of an impact he can be. So you have two coaches going at it two different ways. Colorado with Deion Sanders, it feels like to me, it's just going to, he's willing to flip the roster every single year. And that doesn't sound like it's going to work to me, but we're in a different age of football. So maybe he knows something I don't. I don't think so, but maybe he does. And then you have on the flip side, you have what Lane Kiffin is doing at Ole Miss, and he's assembling it with pillar parts to help prop up a team that's already pretty good. So, Caleb, which of the two are most likely to fall in their face?
And let's add before I answer this that Ole Miss transfer running back Henry Paris Jr. does play off our last topic because he actually originally was at Ole Miss and then he transferred to Miami and Lane Kiffin took him back.
Right.
I don't see much difference in what the two are doing because they are just going all in on whatever they can get in the transfer portal with the most talent. Deion's running guys off before he knows what comes back. Deion had 14 guys leave last week and he basically said he's not worried. And I genuinely don't think he is. But I think Lane Kiffin's going to be the one to follow. Yes, because I do actually believe in chemistry to a certain degree. But I think Lane Kiffin's going to be the one to fall on his face because I think it's so much harder to pull this off in the SEC than it is in the Big 12. I think that the talent is just so much deeper in the SEC that you can't just have talent on your team. You do need a level of chemistry. And I think Colorado, you can get enough talent where it could just overwhelm a lot of the Big 12 competition you're going to face. So, and also more importantly, not that Ole Miss doesn't have a quarterback, but Deion Sanders, his son may be the best quarterback in college football next year. I mean, y'all can call me crazy, but if you've watched Shador Sanders play, he is an amazing quarterback, guys. And the quarterback can change everything.
No, I'm with him. He's a different type of player. Hit that like and subscribe button. I like his light feet. I like a lot about him. But I actually think that – so you're taking Lane Kiffin as the guy who's most likely to fail between the two. I'm going to take Deion Sanders, and I'm going to tell you why. I remind you that each and every Tuesday, John Adams will join us. He joined us on a Monday because I was on vacation trying to catch fish, which I caught nothing. But his appearance, as always, is brought to you by our good friends at Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Fifth year, the second and third generations continue Joe Newbert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Deion's not going to be able to continue to flip the roster over and over. And I'm not talking about those first-string guys and the Sanders, the Shador Sanders of the world, and the Hunters of the world, the guys that are star players. I think what Lane Kiffin is doing is building a program, and that's because he's more mature and the ways of building a program. He realizes that you have to have some character guys. You can't have the 2009 class that Tennessee had that had more felons than all Americans. So I think he's realizing you have to build it 1-85, not just 1-40. That's becoming my biggest concern with Deion Sanders. Not that I lose sleep at night, but that he is addressing the 1-40 player, the starters and the soon-to-be backups. I feel like Lane Kiffin's building an entire roster from year to year. There's a big difference between the two, what the two are doing, in my opinion.
To me, 1-85 is much more necessary in the SEC, whereas 1-40 is enough in the Big 12.
That's a great point. Now, okay, so you're saying, theoretically, the 1-40 could win you the Pac-12.
Deion Sanders out there now. Since Colorado's in the Big 12 now.
Right, Big 12. So that could win you the Big 12. It may not win you the SEC, but even if you get to the college football playoff, that being 1-40 instead of 1-85 is going to show up, right?
It will, but if you get to the college football playoff with Colorado, and you, it doesn't matter if you get beat 75-0, you're probably getting a head coaching offer at a better school, because guys, I'm telling you this right now, Deion Sanders is not committed to Colorado long term. I can just tell y'all that straight up. If Florida calls Deion Sanders, which, by the way, we're talking about this, Dave, 2025, Deion and Lane might both be jockeying for that Florida job. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I don't think that Deion has any chance of getting that job. I think Lane Kiffin is your next head coach of Florida.
I would agree, but largely I would take Lane Kiffin, but given Deion's recruiting level, if he's still recruiting at this level, he would. How easy would it be for him to build a 1-85 roster if he was in Florida? I mean, he could wake up and just get a 1-85 roster in a recruiting class, couldn't he?
No, that's fair. Our poll question that was on tap is, would you take a player back that has entered the transfer portal? Yes, as long as he was good enough. 72% no, let the door hit you. Gets 27%. New poll question up. We want you to take part in. And that is this. Most likely to fail, Deion Kiffin. Let's take our fandom hats aside for just a second. Message board posters and give me your honest opinion. Because I think Lane Kiffin is going to have some amount of success. By some amount of success, I think he will play for a championship again, either a conference championship or a national championship. I think he'll make the college football playoff. I don't know that Deion Sanders is going to do that. So there are a lot of emotions that come across, Caleb, but if you take the emotions out, it's hard for me not to pick Lane Kiffin as a guy who's going to have much better success. And right now, most likely to fail, Deion has 87%. Lane Kiffin has 13%. So apparently some Tennessee fans agree with us. Hit that like and subscribe button, please.
Who's more likely? Okay, here's one then between the two, because they're so similar in so many ways to me in just how like cocky and unconventional they are. But who's more likely to
do
what
I... Do you really think they're that similar? Can I sidetrack us for a second?
I think they're similar in their...
I think that Deion Sanders is more sincere and more
genuine. Like he's more genuinely cocky, you mean? Or
no, just more genuine. Like when he says, I want to help the kids, he wants to help the kids. I think Lane Kiffin says, I want to help the kids because he wants to help himself win.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, yes, but Deion Sanders also may want to help the kids, but he also like was like, yeah, but all of you guys, don't let the door hit you on the way out at Colorado, because y'all don't want to know.
It's very true, but I just feel like he is a little bit more genuine in his endeavors than perhaps Lane Kiffin. Lane wants to win for himself. Lane has a huge chip on his shoulder because his dad was a successful NFL coach, one of the best of his generation. And then he has a chip on his shoulder because I think he regrets leaving Tennessee when he did. Period. End of discussion.
Oh, get I believe like that.
It like if you agree.
And the daddy thing is so funny. Lane Kiffin reminds me so much of those. There's a lot of politicians who are the children of very, very prominent politicians of the past. And you can tell like they kind of resent it and they just spend their whole life trying to come out of their father's shadow. Like, and it seems like that's Lane Kiffin to a certain degree. But okay, with
But the shadow grew. The shadow grew from just Monty to did you just flush your toilet in Knoxville? The your career down the toilet in Knoxville.
Yes, and that
still,
is true.
And still, we don't know if he has. Now, if he gets the Florida job, then that to me is complete retribution.
He's never going to care.
Yeah, he's climbed the ladder again. He's at a place that he can win a national championship. He has not been at that type of place since Tennessee, in my opinion, because Southern Cal had the incredible restrictions in recruiting, and then Ole Miss is Ole Miss. So, but if he gets to Florida, he's proven that he's made the cup. That to me is the comeback. That's Rocky one where you barely get beat by Apollo Creed, just barely, but you make it through the 15 rounds. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And to be fair to Lane Kiffin, he got hired at so young. I can't pretend that I wouldn't have not thought about the bridges I was burning at that age. You know what I mean? And so I'm sure he regrets it. You're right. He probably goes to sleep at night every night and is like, if I just stayed at Tennessee and because of where he is, I agree. But you know, as far as, yes, they are very, I forgot where we were actually going with this over who's more likely to fail, but as far as their level of cockiness, okay, the unconventional part, here's where they both be unconventional. You know how I've told you, Dave, right? That I think in the near future, you're going to see a team either throw a big rivalry game or throw a conference title game so they can rest their starters for the playoff, right? And yes. you're insisting that won't happen because teams care about winning. It's the pageantry and it's the love. And that's fine. I get that.
Well, let's be honest. And I'm also because I really don't want my heart doesn't want it to happen. So my heart has a voice in this regard, whether or not it should.
Okay. But let's be honest. If somebody is going to be the first to do it, it's Lane Kiffin or Deion Sanders, right?
No question. More Lane than Deion. I think Deion would respect the game. I think Lane would say, yeah, I'm going to play my backups for the SEC championship game to ensure that I get a spot in the college football playoff. If that turned out to be something.
Could you imagine if he threw the Egg Bowl? They're already in literally, and he's like, I'm not going to bother playing the Egg Bowl.
Literally not. Portions of the program brought to you by our good friend Don Self at State Farm. Don Self at State Farm. Customer service still matters. For over 40 years, they have built their customers on taking care of their customers, their clients in the greater Chattanooga area. Call 423-396-2126 or drop below. Go to donself.net. Donself.net. He's such a great guy. He'll funnel you to the right State Farm dealer if he's not the guy for you. So what will be the end of the relationship between Deion Sanders and Colorado and Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss respectively? I'll take Deion Sanders gets fired, but he does it in some sort of way where he doesn't lose face. And then I think Lane Kiffin gets the Florida job. I think that's how those two marriages end. You?
Well, Deion Sanders getting fired could be his son is going to the NFL draft and he's leaving for an NFL team to get his son.
He's going to be a quarterback coach.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you one thing. The NFL doesn't tolerate that stuff.
No, they don't. They don't.
In college, you at least have to take the phone call from the parent. But I had one person, I'm not gonna tell you who, because it's a very prominent player. I was talking to his dad, and he goes, well, I'm just going to call up there and the Ravens. Yeah, it was the Ravens. And talk to the head coach and tell him this, that about my son. I was like, well, he's not even going to take your call. And when you get to that point, you're on your own. You're big boy pants, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on this. I'm going to tell you how it ends for both. Ready?
Yes.
Deion Sanders ends up at Florida. Lane Kiffin ends up at Ohio State. Lane Kiffin takes Ryan Day's job.
But Lane, every time I talk to Lane, he talks about how much he loves the SEC. I've thought about that before. But he loves the SEC.
Oh, I actually think he genuinely does. And SEC girls look better than Big Ten girls. Okay, I'm about to get canceled for saying that. I'm sorry, they do.
Despite our increased BMI in the region.
Yes, exactly. So they just do. So Lane Kiffin, he would much prefer the Florida job. But I think Deion's going to get it. And after Ohio State fires Ryan Day, they're going to go for Lane. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe, I mean, Miami's going to have an opening pretty soon, too. I just don't think either anybody's going to take the Miami job because they're stuck in the ACC. But that's what I want. I want Deion at Florida, Lane at Miami. Or like, could you imagine Lane down in South Beach recruiting?
I think of him as an SEC coach. And if he's in the SEC, Florida seems like the perfect fit. Let me ask you this. Are there any that are a better fit in terms of within the conference than Florida would be? 15 seconds brought to you by our good friend, Ray Varner Ford in Clinton.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Here are the schools I think Lane Kiffin would be a great fit at. Texas A&M. Obviously, he's been a good fit at Ole Miss. And I'm talking about, when I say fit, I mean fit for him as much as fit for them. That means he can get to a championship level. Florida, which I think is the most likely. I'm sticking with SEC schools. Brian Kelly, I know he's a little older. Let's say if he retired for some health reasons, I think he could win a championship at LSU. If something crazy happened, I think he could win a championship at Tennessee. Obviously, he could win a championship at Georgia, but that's not opening. Am I missing anybody else? I mean, there Alabama. Are right now, well, Alabama, yeah. If you're Ole Miss, you have to be looking at your head coach thinking he would leave for half the schools in the SEC.
Here's one you forgot.
It's pretty awful, isn't it?
It is. And here's one you forgot that's actually kind of scary what they're doing right now. And I'm going to say this is why they just made the hire they did. Arkansas is about to have some NIL money right now that they are finally willing to spend.
Okay. I want to get to Arkansas and why that's suddenly a good job brought to you. And by the way, you Arkansas fans did a pathetic job of attacking me. You may have Razorback Twitter, but crazy. It's just Razorbacks. I don't know. Stubble, maybe. 60 seconds. Joe, represented by Banks and Jones, why Caleb says Arkansas is the next mega national championship contender. Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com. All right, so you think Arkansas can compete at the national championship level? Is that true or not, Caleb?
I think it's true. I think
I was setting you up for what I thought was a joke. I thought you were going to say, Dave, why would you put that on me?
No.
I don't believe that.
No, 2 years they will be after they get rid of Sam Pittman. Guys, I know this.
Peyton.
The Jones.
Total bullshit.
One, and it's not just Jerry Jones. Apparently, it's his family. Because Jerry Jones, I don't know how much longer he's going to be with us. But his family is much more invested in Arkansas than they have been in the past. Guys, one of the reasons Arkansas is getting commitments with John Calipari, Kentucky, with John Calipari now is not because of Calipari. They're doubling the NIL offers that Kentucky was offering. Just straight up throwing money on the table to get these guys.
Does Sam Pittman not seem like the kind of coach that comes to you and you say, hey, I got this NIL money. And Sam Pittman, God bless him, seems like the kind of guy that would be like, I don't really understand all this, so I'm just going to keep doing it my old school way and not worry about NIL money. Doesn't he seem like that type of
dude? That's exactly how he is. I mean, he's kind of like the guy that, like, you would feel comfortable putting your son in his hands for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, say, Dave, you have a rough background, you're living in a rough part of town, and, you know, he's just trying to help get your son out of there. Sam Pittman's the guy you want to send him to, right? And
yes.
But like, I mean, Billy Napier is also kind of a guy you'd want to send a guy like that to, because I feel like Billy Napier is going to care about your kid.
Okay, so we usually talk about this in opposite ways, but can Arkansas basketball help Arkansas football? You're telling me yes with the John Calipari hire?
I think it could. I think it could, but I just think in general, I think what's helping both is that Jerry Jones money. People say Walmart money. It's the Jerry Jones money. The Jerry Jones money is coming in at record pace. Oh, wait,
the Walmart money doesn't hurt. Walmart it money doesn't hurt. Yeah.
No, and by the way,
Go ahead.
Arkansas has a lot of natural inland beaches. It's called the natural state for a reason. It's got beautiful water, and there is an underrated collection of hot girls in Arkansas. So Lane Kiffin will love Arkansas too. Just gonna
say who wouldn't love Arkansas because of that very reason? Stay tuned. Coming up, Tennessee has the commitment. That's right. We get some cruton going up next on Off the Hook Sports.
Fifth year, the second and third generations continue Joe Neubert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that. If we wouldn't put our family in it, we're not going to put their family in it. If you're going to say that you're doing the best work in Knoxville, now saying it's one thing, producing it and providing it's another.
The largest family-owned collision center in Knoxville is Joe Neubert Collision Center.
Hi, I'm Rick Terry, and we at Rick Terry Jewelry Designs pride ourselves in the highest quality craftsmanship from a family-owned business here in Knoxville for over 35 years. At Rick Terry Jewelry Designs, we also take pride in being an affordable option for all your game day accessories, especially those fire opals. At Rick Terry Jewelry Designs, we want to be your jeweler every day and especially on game day. Go Vols!
Hi, Mike Davis here with City Heating and Air, reminding you to always dare to compare. Our team provides quality local heating and air service, installation, and maintenance across East Tennessee. We use only the best equipment like American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning for your residential, new construction, or commercial needs. Honesty, dependability, and customer satisfaction have been the cornerstones of our business since 1961. City Heat and Air.
There's your bear.
Experience it all at Ray Varner Ford in Clinton. Need a quick fix or routine maintenance? Visit our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Keep your Ford running smoothly with the experts in our service department. Ready for your next Ford? Our sales team's here to guide you through. 24 Ford Badlands Bronco, 59,829. 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540. 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
The Dave Hooker Show, represented by Banks & Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney. Speech. Play to win, BanksJones.com.
Who's this guy?
Hello, wizard!
The Dave Hooker Show.
Who?
A presentation of Off the Hook Sports.
What?
YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and the free Off the Hook Sports app. Back to Dave Hooker.
So we refer to Sam Pittman as an old school coach, but we don't refer to Kirby Smart as an old school coach. What's to say about Kirby Smart that he has been willing to accept NIL, and it is a part of his program? We all saw their quarterback and then just the beautiful Lambo that he had. So he's accepted it. How impressive is it that an old school coach, like we were talking about Sam Pittman, like Kirby Smart, accepts NIL for what it is? I don't think it's the end all be all recruiting in Athens, but it's pretty significant.
Well, Kirby Smart's younger. I think he's only old school in the style of play he runs, but I wouldn't consider him old school anywhere else. And let's be honest, he's old school in the style of play he runs, because when you're at a place like Georgia, you win with talent. So why run a complex system because of that? I mean, it's a, you know, we had with Jimmy on over the weekend, we talked about, you know, yes, you want the creative offenses and the creative scheming and things like that if you're Tennessee to get back to where you need to get to. But I actually wanted to ask you this. Once you're at that level, does the creative offense win, or does the traditional style win if two teams are loaded with talent on both sides of the ball?
Are you talking about traditional as far as old school running the football, or are you talking about RPO-based, like what the Eagles do in the NFL?
Somewhere in between, like a kind of a standard pro style offense, like what Georgia does, and you know, a 3-4 aggressive defense.
Ready for a cop out?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take the Jimmies and Joes. Like, there were times at Georgia Tech had Calvin Johnson, and I picked them in some games that I wouldn't have otherwise because he was a special Jimmy and Joe. But for the most part, I didn't think just because they did something different, it would be that big of a deal. Tennessee picks up a commitment in Redarius Jackson, a 6'2" wide receiver, 195 pounds from Sheffield High School in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, he is a 4-star 247 Sports composite prospect, but 247 has him as a 3-star, but we go by default as composite. So let's go with this. He's a top 300 player at 263 nationally, a wide receiver, a top 30 wide receiver, 29 nationally, and in the state of Tennessee, number 6. How big of a pickup is this for Tennessee? Let's go ahead and get into it. And it's 4 Downs, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas.
4 Downs brought to you by Dynasty Spas, the most comfortable spas made in the United States of America, right here in East Tennessee. Drop in for the all-new showroom in Athens, Dynasty Spas, perfect for all four seasons. 4 Downs, presented by Off the Hook Sports.
And don't forget to tell them that Off the Hook Sports sent you, and you get that $500 off your spa, and they deliver it all to you. I'll tell you more about this. Coop, what do we need to do to jump in the spa?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
Thanks, Coop.
Coop here. First down.
Redarius Jackson. Is he a bigger get, or is he more significant from the perspective of Tennessee didn't miss out on one of the top prospects in the state?
I think it's the latter. I watched some Redarius Jackson highlights. Got great hands. Great at adjusting on the fly. I think he got away with playing at the 3A football level. He got away with using agility that he wouldn't get away with at the college level. So I think this is more of a guy that they think he could be good. And because of that, they had to make sure they got him. And you want to, we've talked about this before, but in the Memphis and even the Nashville areas, like in the Chattanooga areas and all the big areas in Tennessee, you want to get the high profile players from there just to make sure you have a pipeline, right, for when a generational player comes out of there.
Agreed. What down, Coop?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
All right. Contributor means he plays, doesn't mean he starts. But I'm going to put the over-under, because we all know Memphis, if you follow recruiting, and I'm here to tell you, it's a fact, recruiting is different in Memphis. There's as much allegiance to Arkansas, Ole Miss, even to some extent Mississippi State, a lot of other schools in that area because it's right on the border. So if Tennessee gets 1.5, I'm putting the over-under at 1.5 players annually out of the area of Memphis that are contributors. Is that a win for Josh Heupel if it's over 1.5? He gets 2.
Yeah, I think that's a win. That's pretty much what Fulmer was getting in his heyday, right? About 1.5. And I mean, you know, you always, like in your best teams, you have a contributor from Memphis. I think Tennessee has a couple right now. Amari Thomas is the most standout one. But you know, the 98 team had Cedric Wilson. And I mean, we know they don't win the national title without Cedric Wilson that year. And so I think 1.5 is a perfect number. I think I agree with you on that. That's successful.
All right. What down is it, Coop?
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
How much do you think Josh Heupel's success has helped in Tennessee, not only getting into Memphis, but getting a receiver as they did with this young man? It seems like just a natural decision to stay in town and be a receiver at the school that's right down the road. I know it's not close. It's a 9-hour drive, but what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's significant because of who he committed to Tennessee over. Redarius Jackson committed to Tennessee over. You talked about Memphis's ties to other areas that actually have more pipelines. Ole Miss is literally in the Memphis metropolitan area. And they wanted him. And Lane Kiffin, let's be honest, Josh Heupel is one thing, but if you're a receiver, you'd also love to play for Lane Kiffin. And the other school that offered him that is closer to Memphis than Tennessee is Auburn. And Hugh Freeze loves tall, big receivers and turns them all into NFL players, whatever you think about his character. And Hugh Freeze, by the way, coached in Memphis. So he has a direct pipeline to Memphis. So for Josh Heupel to get Rodarius Jackson away from Hugh Freeze and Lane Kiffin is a really big deal, guys. I mean, that's a huge deal.
I totally agree. All right, let's take a further look at Rodarius Jackson and talk about some of the other offers that he had at is it what are we on, third down or fourth down?
Fourth down now.
Fourth down. All right.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
All right. Who did the Vols best to land Rodarius Jackson? How big of a pickup was this? And four downs, which includes some recruiting talk, is brought to you by our good friends, Dynasty Pools and Spas. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com. All right, so Rodarius Jackson, does Tennessee land this prospect if Jeremy Pruitt is the head coach, if Butch Jones is the head coach, if Derek Dooley is the head coach? In other words, Josh Heupel has brought a sexy offense to Tennessee. He's brought success to Tennessee. Do any of those other guys land Rodarius Jackson out of Memphis, which is an in-state prospect, we know, but very not in-state as you could possibly be? Do those three guys get Rodarius Jackson?
Jeremy Pruitt does. Jeremy Pruitt actually focused heavily on recruiting Memphis. He said it at a on a podcast. He said, I'd rather have Memphis pipelines than Nashville pipelines. And so he does. Butch Jones probably doesn't, because Butch Jones went more for the star ratings than anything. And as you know, Nashville has all the star ratings for the kids, so he built more pipelines in Nashville.
I'm going to say Derek Butch Jones gets him because he pays him, because he's an in-state kid and he wants him. He doesn't want it to be a bad look, so he pays him.
Wow. So you're saying Butch Jones cheats?
Yeah. I think he did.
Okay. Fair enough. Derek Dooley doesn't land him because Derek Dooley didn't bother to recruit anybody in the state of Tennessee, did he? And so, I mean,
that's true. Maybe you drop by the Hemp House. The Hemp House, the premier hemp dispensary online, with a wide variety, great selection, and strict standards to ensure you only receive the best in CBD or Delta products. Hemp House chat with two T's.com. Hemp House chat with two T's.com. Use the promo code Hook for 10% off. Hook for 10% off. Kiffin doesn't get him because he's an in-state guy. And I think Lane Kiffin in his 1 year wanted to focus on the elite of the elite, despite the fact that they might have character issues across the nation. So just being a 3 or 4 star guy probably doesn't get you on his radar. But all in all, I think this is a huge pickup for Tennessee.
Yeah, it does. And you could have a Nashville to Memphis duo in about 3 years with George McIntyre to Rodarius Jackson. When you see him, Dave, you know, he's 6'2", 195. And he's not even a senior yet. That it's a safe bet that he's going to get up to 6'3" minimum before he gets to college, right? Or before he's starting.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a big guy. I think Tennessee is fine with having a couple of smaller receivers, but he's 6'2", 195 right now. Now, that, to my knowledge, is not actually measured on a college campus. So I'd like to see that. Is he 6'1"? Is he 6'2"? Is he 6'3"? Because he's probably going to hit another growth spurt. But I like the idea, just philosophically, of putting two big Dante Thornton, Brew McCoy types on the outside and having a squirrel white guy as opposed to a Dante Thornton at that slot receiver. That's the like I look. Two big guys that can stretch the field, and then a guy that's quick and shifty in the middle, kind of like an Edelman, if you want to go back to the Patriots days. That's what I would be shooting for if I'm Josh Heupel. But obviously, he's forgotten more football this week than I know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that Rodarius Jackson is, if you look at his size, and he's got amazing hands and he's amazing at adjusting to the ball. So, look, he's either, I think his floor is Ramel Keaton, but his ceiling is like a Cedric Tillman in that way. Because
Tillman says he reminds me of Tillman, which is, that's pretty strong, guys. I want to get, why does he remind you of Tillman? Caleb, I want to ask you that question. First, Apex Apparel Group Design. Apex Apparel, 15% off your first order. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, sent you Apex Apparel. They do so much more than just apparel, a one-stop shop for all brand supply products, not just clothes. Design, brand, market your way. Unique products to promote your business with unparalleled customer service. Just call Tyler. Right down below. 865-919-3001. 865-919-3001. And yes, Caleb, you were going to say?
Yes, he reminds me of Tillman because Tillman was never had blazing speed to break to get past you right off the snap. Remember? He kind of accelerated with his strides over time, and that's what Jackson does. But what Tillman was you could trust him in one-on-one situations to win those 50-50 balls every time. And he was always great at adjusting to the ball in the air, that's a huge deal to me, is to be able to adjust to the ball. That's why I said I like Jalen Hyatt a lot, but I still always thought Tillman was better because I felt that Hyatt's acceleration just got him wide open a lot of times. He didn't catch a lot of balls with anybody on him.
Who will have the best hands among Tennessee's receivers? Brought to you by Rick Terry Jewelry Design, because he has great hands. He wants to be your jeweler. He can design jewelry, or they've got the fire opals, a Tennessee tradition. RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. He's got great hands. What Tennessee receiver will have the best hands this upcoming football season?
Oh, Brew McCoy. Brew McCoy has amazing hands. Hey, Brew McCoy is everything you want in a receiver, except he may not be the fastest, but he's fast enough, and then he's amazing at everything else.
No argument with that. No argument whatsoever.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then we get to what the H, because I brought this up and Caleb's like, I don't know. This isn't the best idea, but I figured we'd give it a shot.
What the? What was he thinking?
Release the hounds.
The Dave Hooker Show.
Keep cool.
A presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
You have to factor in injuries. You have to factor in cautionary measures to keep guys out. But Jeremiah Telander deserves credit for being one of the standouts of spring camp, and not just because of what he did during the spring game, where he was one of Tennessee's most productive defensive players, but Telander deserves a lot of credit for what he's done and just keep chipping away and climbing the ladder. And I think he's doing that. No more cliches from Dave anymore, but Telander to me could make Tennessee's linebacking core so much different if he can. I know he's probably more of a Mike, so if something happens to Peely, he could step in there or just give him a blow now and again. And then on the outside, I don't know if he can play outside backer. I would tend to think probably not. But if something were to happen to Arian Carter, I just think he brings Tennessee an awful lot of flexibility. And I did talk to some people within the program about him. They're very high on him. He may be the one player that's kind of gone under the radar, Caleb, that we haven't talked about enough from spring camp, because he had a great spring camp.
Well, Elijah Herring entered the portal for a reason, guys. And I mean, just to point that out there, but one of the things that was notable was Elijah Herring and T-Lander stepped in for Keenan Peely last year when Keenan Peely was hurt. Elijah Herring was more notable. He got more of the snaps. That's why he racked up more of the tackles. Dave, you and I both said we thought T-Lander was better at it, though, when we saw him fill in last year for Peely over Herring. And T-Lander had, he played all 13 games. He had 35 tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss, a pass breakup, and 15 solo tackles. I don't really care about tackle stats for linebackers. I've made that clear in the past. I think that that's not really an effective measurement of how good they are. But I thought T-Lander had better lateral quickness. I think Elijah Herring was starting more over him last year because Elijah Herring actually knew the playbook better. I think he was just, at the time, a more veteran, experienced player. But I think it was always clear that once T-Lander kind of figured it out and picked it up, that he was going to end up being the better player. He's just quicker. He is. And I say that with, again, it's so hard for me to say that about Elijah Herring, which is why I entered the portal, because I have such high regard for him as a person. But T-Lander is going to be that third backer out with Keenan Peely and Arian Carter. And there will be times where they, you know this, Dave. Yes, the nickels run more often now than ever, but they will sometimes have their base 4-3 alignment in there. And I do think T-Lander will be out there with Carter and Peely at that point.
No, I agree. I think you'll play Sam and you'll probably flip Carter to Will, would be my guess when they play that 4-3, but that's pretty rare that they do that. Let me tell you T-Lander's future. I'll tell you right now, it's brought to you by Quality Tire Pro. The Eberle family has been serving Chattanooga's community since 1957. All major brands of tires, full service automotive, brakes, alignments, oil changes, and more. All work is covered by a nationwide warranty. Cherokee Boulevard or online at QualityTirePros.com. QualityTirePros.com. Just tell them that Off the Hook Sports said, hey, Bo, he's going to be the leader of this team in 2025. Peely's gone. He's going to be 39 and a half years old. And T-Lander's going to be the leader of this group from the mic, almost by default. Who else would you point to as being the leader? If you want to say best player, it's James Pierce, but he's going to be gone after this year. And he had an off-field issue that you wonder about leadership. I can't think of anybody else that has a head start to be a leader for this defense in 2025 than Jeremiah T-Lander.
I mean, you're not wrong unless Boo Carter has Eric Berry level maturity. Because remember, Eric Berry was a leader of that team as a sophomore.
That's true. But that's a transcendental player. That's a once every 25 years player, right?
Yes. I mean, in both ways, just to point this out, Eric Berry was amazing as a talent, but I mean, he was like, if you could do a score across the board, he's 100 on talent and 100 on character at the same time. And so, I mean, that's, you don't get that every day. So you're right. I agree. T-Lander is definitely one of them. You know, going through the defensive line players, I mean, yeah, it's hard to, because Amari Thomas is the leader of the unit this year, and he's going to be gone after this year, so I can't really say it'd be him. Omar Norman Lott wouldn't be back, so, and Keenan Peely's not going to be back. So, I mean, Dave, on defense, it's hard for me to disagree with you.
It's tough, too, to be a leader on the defensive line because you can't see the entire defense. So, typically, you know, the Eric Berry situation was rare, but typically that is one of your linebackers because in second level, you have the ability to see more. So I think it's going to be T-Lander. Now, as far as a leader off the field, I don't know if he's that or not, but he's going to be the guy in 2025 that has to get them lined up in the right position.
Oh, you're talking about kind of like the Not like the off the field like leader, but the like the quarterback on most of the defense is what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that exactly. Yes, T-Lander is the obvious choice for that. The only other option would be a safety, maybe Andre Turrentine if he ever figures it out. People keep telling me he's got it this year. I'll believe it when I see it, but you know, people in Knox were like, "Oh my God, no, he's going to be good. It's going to work out, guys." And I'm still team like I 2 years in, I don't see anything that tells me it's going to work out. But if it does work out, he'll have experience, so maybe he could be the leader at that point, but we'll have to see.
Maybe. We shall see. Joe Milton, best, worst case scenario. How much does it help if he succeeds in the NFL as far as Tennessee going out and recruiting quarterbacks? I think it helps an awful lot. And also, Jaden Rashada back in the portal. Georgia looks to be an early favorite. T-Lander's the type of guy that, when you look at him, he's the type of middle linebacker you want. I don't think that he's going to blow anybody away with his lateral quickness, but he's going to be able to fill the box when essentially that's what you're looking for out of that position. I think Tennessee's very fortunate, too, that T-Lander didn't say, "Oh, man, that Peely guy's sticking around for another year. I'm going to cruise out of here and enter the transfer portal." So I'll go ahead and give Jeremiah T-Lander a major kudos, a major prop, just because he didn't transfer when things didn't look like they were going to break his way. There are a lot of kids that when they heard that Peely got another year, they'd have been like, "I'm out of here." And who could have blamed them?
Yeah, that's very true. What about Arian Carter, though? Could he be the leader of the team in 2025? I know that T-Lander is going to be more than Mike linebacker, so he would probably be the guy, but. Or, I'm sorry, the Sam linebacker, excuse me. But
Arian Carter
be the leader?
Arian,
I mean,
Carter seems like the dominant young star as opposed to the veteran leader. I could be wrong. I'll do some digging on that. But
yeah, but he'll be a junior in 2025.
Yeah. It's getting fast. And then when you talk about Arian Carter being a leader, I mean, somebody's going to have to be a leader in 2025 because Peely's gone. So it's either T-Lander or Carter or who? I think we all know it's not going to be Aaron.
It's not going to be James Pierce. You're right. He's out of there. It could be Caleb Herring. So
look at my guy, Caleb. Looking out for a guy named Caleb on the message board. I thought maybe Carter, but I don't know. I'm the same way. I think Carter is going to be an incredible player, but am I looking him to be a leader as well? I think that's asking an awfully lot. With Caleb Calhoun, I'm Dave Hooker. I tell you what, Joe Milton is doing about what we thought he would do in the NFL draft, and Jaden Rashada is back in the portal. Why you should be concerned about Georgia picking up one of the top fight prospects in the 2024 class. Yes, he's back. Jaden Rashada is going to be a fly in the ointment for the Vols coming up. But first, we will get to Joe Milton, where he's going to go in the draft and why that's so significant for Tennessee, why it could certainly help Tennessee moving forward when they recruit quarterbacks. Stay tuned off the Sports.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Sports Treasures in North Knoxville is one of the South's largest sports cards and memorabilia dealers, featuring over 10 million sports cards from vintage to modern. Sports Treasures carries a full line of hobby boxes, singles, autographed memorabilia, Tennessee Vol collectibles, fan cave decorations, and so much more. See a museum full of collectibles at Sports Treasures, 4819 North Broadway in Fountain City, and Sports Treasures on Facebook. Sports Treasures, where the real sports fan goes to shop.
Have you seen the latest TriStar Hats Co. product?
TriStar Hats Co.? What's that?
You know, those really cool hats, shirts, tumblers, and even license plates with three stars like the official Tennessee flag and stripes like the American flag. Pretty patriotic, if you ask me.
Ah, gotcha. Seen those. Those are cool. Where can I get them?
Simple. TriStarHatsCo.com. And if you order now, there's 10% on any order $50 or more. Plus, use the promo code HOOKED.
With the promo code HOOKED, you get 10% off. That's Hooked.
And don't forget free shipping with any order over $50. Stock up at TriStarHatsCo.com. That's TriStarHatsCo.com. There are plenty of wannabes out there, so make sure you go to TriStarHatsCo.com for the best quality and customer service.
Will do, and I'll be sure to use the promo code Hooked. That's Hooked when I do, to save an additional 10% off. TriStarHatsCo.com.
TriStar Hats Co. is a trademark of TriStar Hats Co. LLC. Any use without express written consent is prohibited.
Now in its 45th year, the second and third generations continue Joe Neubert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Neubert Collision Center.
The Dave Hooker Show, represented by Banks and Jones, Tennessee's trial attorneys. Play to win, BanksJones.com.
You're listening to The Dave Hooker Show, a presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
The internet is full of pictures of each and every one of you.
Available on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and the Off the Hook Sports app. Download now for free.
Is there nothing you people can't do?
Also available on OffTheHookSports.com.
Do me one quick favor. Hit that like and subscribe button, and then go ahead and post in the message board where you think that Joe Milton will be drafted. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, first round, who knows? Anthony Richardson, part two. I ask you that question. So, Caleb, let me begin with you. It is NFL draft time. Joe Milton threw okay at the combine. He threw a little bit better, I was told, at the draft. Best and worst case scenario for Joe Milton in the upcoming draft is what?
Well, worst case scenario is, I think it's seventh round. I know. I think he's getting drafted no matter what. I think, again, the arm is irresistible. The arm is like the hot girl at the bar. Okay.
But at some point in the second half of the last round, you start to think, I can get this guy as a free agent, so I can save a little bit of money. So to me, if he gets to the sixth round, or if he gets to the beginning of the seventh round and he's not gone, then he could slide out of the draft altogether.
I think he's still getting drafted. I think best case scenario, this is crazy. Y'all can call me insane all day. I think a team's going to be dumb enough to maybe be willing to spend a third rounder on him.
That's crazy.
Third round pick on Joe Milton.
NFL scouts can't resist big arms. Josh Heupel couldn't resist big arms. Joe Milton was the worst fit possible for his system, and Josh Heupel still couldn't. He's like, nope, I got to get that guy. They can't resist it. It is the toxic girl at the bar that you shouldn't go home with, but she's darn hot and she's drunk. Okay, so that is Joe Milton's arm. And they can see mountains of evidence over 40 years that a big arm doesn't do anything, but they will still take the plunge on the big arm because they can't resist it. That's just how NFL GMs and scouts work.
All right. If he goes higher than the sixth round, I will be stunned.
You can say that. Dave, you know there was an NFL team dumb enough to do it. Okay, if Dan Snyder was still the owner of Washington, he'd probably trade up for Milton because he's so dumb. But I'm just saying, you know there is a team dumb enough to do it.
Okay. Then I'll ask you this. We'll put the poll question up as this. It's on our YouTube page, so vote now. Joe Milton in the NFL draft, he'll go 1-3 rounds, 4-7 rounds, or not drafted at all. So that is up there now. We want to hear your vote on that and get your thoughts. And Caleb, with Joe Milton, I wonder how much this might help Tennessee to have a guy that has success at the NFL level when clearly he is limited. I mean, if you watch Joe Milton play, you know that he's slightly limited. But Travis says, I'd put $100 on over under fifth round, and I'd take the under. I tend to agree with that, Travis, to be real honest with you. This is a player that teams are going to get excited about. How much does it help Tennessee, though, if he has success at the NFL level?
Y'all, this is going to be the craziest thing I've ever said, but I don't think you want him to have success at the next level if you're Tennessee.
Why?
It's not out of if Joe Milton has success at the next level, the first thing quarterbacks, recruits, and people and coaches are going to and everybody across the board is going to see that's a high school recruit is, why did he succeed there but not succeed under Josh Heupel? And that can kill a coach's credibility. Guys, I'm just going to give you a quick story. Patrick Mahomes, the year he threw for 50 touchdowns, his first year starting as a rookie in 2018, that year, the year he won MVP, that year's the year Texas Tech fired Cliff Kingsbury. They fired Cliff Kingsbury because they said, he just did this his first year, and you couldn't win more than 7 games in 4 years with him as your quarterback? That's what happened. So I'm telling you right now, if Joe Milton were to ball out in the NFL, which don't worry, he's not going to, but if he were, then everybody would start asking questions about Josh Heupel and if his system is really that quarterback friendly. And that's the last thing you want. Now, right now, if Joe Milton, you don't have to hope he flames out. My prediction for Joe Milton is this. He's going to have it. His arm is so irresistible. He's going to stay on a roster for 5 years and have NFL money in his pocket.
If Joe Milton balls out, it's just going to help Josh Heupel, because you're going to look at Heupel and you're going to look at Milton and you're going to say, listen, there are some limitations that Joe Milton has in his game. And those are going to be woefully obvious once he starts getting broken down by NFL scouts, which is already starting to happen. But no, I think that Josh Heupel clearly benefits from Joe Milton having success. Portions of the program brought to you by Sports Treasures, carrying over 5 million Sports Treasures and so much more. Follow on Facebook for the best sports memorabilia, daily updates, Sports Treasures TN, Sports Treasures TN, and you can join Hooker's Corner. That's right. You can be a part of the crew. All you have to do, as we put it in the message board link, is sign up right there, just $9.98 a month, and you get fantastic coverage of Tennessee athletics. Plus, you have an opportunity to win grand prizes. We give away regular weekly prizes on Friday, and then each and every end of the month, we give away a mega prize, like, let's say, a Brew McCoy signed autographed helmet. That is pretty awesome if you look at that. At the end of the day, Joe Milton, is there a right system for him? Because there are more systems in the NFL than there have ever been before. There used to be I formation, and there used to be a little bit of run and shoot sprinkled in from time to time when Warren Moon or somebody else would have success. And there used to be the pro set, which is basically what the Niners ran. And there's a lot of slants, a lot of quick getting it out, spread the field horizontal instead of vertical. There were really only three or four offenses nowadays with the Lamar Jacksons of the world. I'm not comparing the two because Jackson's a much better runner, but could you find a home if you're Joe Milton because the NFL has changed and evolved over the past 5 to 10 years?
I think you could. I think you could. Well, and the only reason I say that is because I would have said no a few years ago. And here's why I would have said no a few years ago. Joe Milton, we saw him in the I formation at Michigan. Didn't work. Then we saw him in Heupel's system. Didn't work. If you can't work in either of those, what system are you going to work in? However, that being said, I've whiffed on Lamar Jackson being able to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I was thoroughly convinced he'd be a bust.
I did too. So I'll admit that I was wrong with you on that.
Yeah, and I still have questions about his ability to win a Super Bowl because I think there were just things that become issues in playoff time. I mean, his accuracy is still a problem. But I think with something like Lamar Jackson, I think maybe there's a coach who could devise a system that's best fit for Joe Milton, because I didn't think it was possible for Lamar Jackson. But as I'm saying this out loud, I'm going to go no. I mean, Joe Milton unless Joe Milton is willing to start running more, I can't sit there and say there's a system out there that works for him.
No, I mean, if you put him, I feel like sometimes we stereotype off race and athletic ability, but just because if you were to put him in one of these systems that is having great success, like Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, doesn't mean that Joe Milton's going to have success because they can both throw the ball a ton and run around and they both happen to be African-American. I mean, it just doesn't mean he's going to step. They have different skill sets regardless of the race that they may share.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if Joe Milton were more similar to somebody, it would be, and he's not nearly as good, but I'm saying it would be Josh Allen with the gigantic arm, with the arm strength and the arm power, because Josh Allen has a strong arm.
You said that before. If the switch flipped and he wanted to run over people on occasion, and you don't have to do it a lot, okay, because I don't want my quarterbacks taking hits. But if you run over people occasionally, you get them hesitant. You said that before about Josh Allen. If he could just get it in his mindset to go out there and be physical and run people over from time to time, I think it would really help his game, Caleb.
It absolutely would. I'm not saying he would have lasted long-term in the NFL. I'm not saying that 2011 Tebow magic year would have worked long-term. But you remember one of the things that helped Tebow mania with that Denver year? Remember all that, the coverage of it?
Yes.
I think a big part of that was Tebow was one of the few NFL quarterbacks willing to truck people when he ran, remember? And a lot of players hesitated on that. And I think that's exactly how Denver got the rushing offense it needed. Now, I think you and I both agree a defensive coordinator would figure that out by 2012.
Well, you would like to think so.
I mean, you know, it's NFL takes a year. If you are coaching in the SEC and it's the 90s, it takes what, 7 years to figure out Steve Spurrier's offense? Isn't that how long it took? About 7 years? Yeah. I don't know how
I still don't know that it's figured out, to be honest with you. If you get the right wide receivers and the right quarterback to make the reads, I don't know that it's figured out. Portions of the program brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. Mention Off the Hook Sports. Get $500 off to stop by the showroom in Athens. And then they deliver it all to you with the steps, the cover, everything you can imagine, the chemicals to get you rolling. Got to check them out. DynastyPoolsandSpas.com, as we certainly appreciate them. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. Just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals. Made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. Dynasty Pools and Spas, DynastyPoolsandSpas.com.
Hey now.
Jaden Rashada back in the portal. Goes to Arizona State. For background information, you need to know Jaden Rashada's name, because he's one of the most highly rated quarterbacks in the 2024 class. He shows up to Florida. There's no cash money for him, as was promised by NIL endorsements. And he transfers to Arizona State, where he had, I believe, a family member go to school there, because he didn't have any other place to go. He showed up at midterm in early January and didn't have the cash money to be able to continue playing for them. So now it's looking like he could go to Georgia, as the Bulldogs are an early favorite. I don't want to take anything away from Nico Iamaleava, but should Tennessee be at all interested in Jaden Rashada?
And yes, I posed this question as an idea of whether or not Tennessee should make a recruiting move just to troll Florida and stick it to Florida. I'm not even going to lie. But I will say this. Jaden Rashada is 6'4". He's only 185 pounds, so he needs to put on weight. didn't show a lot last year, but he could be a guy that with Josh Heupel could become a very dangerous player. I think Tennessee should make a run at him. I think they should. If anything, and this is one of the, this is another way college football is being like the NFL now. I think sometimes, Dave, you need to make a run at players to make sure they're not playing for your opposition.
Or then, drive up the cost.
Yeah, exactly. Or you drive up the cost. So I think Jaden Rashada, look, I'm not opposed to going after him. And also, in, you know, John Adams and I spoke about this yesterday, funny enough, Dave, and you would have been interested in the topic because we kind of had a conversation of when you think of the transfer portal, you're like, oh, fill this need here, fill this need here. Why should having a good player at a certain position preclude you from still going for another good player at that position?
It absolutely shouldn't. Tennessee still went after Brandon Stewart when they knew they had Peyton Manning. I think Stewart actually committed first. I could go on and on and on. Schaefer and Ainge both committed. They were highly regarded. It shouldn't stop you from going after anybody.
Yeah, I agree. You should still go after everybody. You shouldn't. My quote was, you shouldn't draft Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan just because you have Clyde Drexler on your team. Okay, so it's if you can get a great player in the portal, why not go for him? And you're right. I think strategically, at the very least, you have a great, you could drive up the price. And here's the big part of this. Georgia's not on Tennessee's level with NIL money. I don't know if you guys know that. Georgia is.
Well, they don't have to be. They're getting the Saban discount, the smart discount now. Is what they're getting because he's going to get you ready for the NFL. Portions of the program brought to you by our good friends at Ray Barner Ford.
Experience it all at Ray Barner Ford in Clinton. Need a quick fix or routine maintenance? Visit our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Keep your Ford running smoothly with the experts in our service department. Ready for your next Ford? Our sales team's here to guide you through. 24 Ford Badlands Bronco, 59,829. 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540. 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Barner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
All right, so Jaden Rashada back in the SEC. If all is well and good, this guy's going somewhere else, right? He's not going at the SEC. I don't think you need to see Jaden Rashada in the SEC if you're a Tennessee fan or if you're an SEC fan that doesn't sign him. I don't think you want to see Jaden Rashada in the SEC. I think he's the type of player, and I've watched his film extensively, that can change a program's trajectory. I think he's that type of player.
He's going to a school in the SEC, though. I'm just going to tell you that he is. But he's not going to Georgia because I think Jaden Rashada is chasing some NIL cash. And I don't think Georgia, you just talked about the smart discount. I don't think Georgia's willing to buy players on NIL cash, given what they've proven. I'll tell you where he's going. It's one of two schools. Two schools still trying to build themselves up. Auburn or Mississippi State? Mississippi State with Jeff Levy, who is the next smart, exciting offensive coach, another Josh Heupel with his creativity, and Jaden Rashada, and I bet there he would. I don't know what NIL money Mississippi State has, but I feel like Jeff Levy would say to the Boosters, "Hey, let's open up the checkbook for this one guy, and then I can work with pieces around him. But give me this one guy, and I can do it."
Does Lane get involved in Rashada?
I don't think Ole Miss. There's two things that would hold Ole Miss back from getting Rashada. One, I think they've stretched their NIL budget. And I think you know that better than I do. They've stretched their NIL budget.
Yeah, and stretch is an understatement.
Yes. Two, there's already a quarterback there in Jackson Dart. So if you're Jaden Rashada, you'd have to take a discount to be a backup. I don't think he's going to do that.
No, but he's going to be a backup at Georgia.
But would you rather be a backup at Georgia? And I don't think he's going to take a discount.
How long does Carson Beck have? How much eligibility does he have? He can leave after this year, I know. But chances are you're going to have to sit behind somebody at Georgia, even if we don't know who the player is, right?
That's correct. Carson Beck, I believe, has technically two more years of eligibility because the COVID year didn't count against him and he redshirted in 2021. But he's gone after He's gone after this year. He's going straight to the NFL. So you are right. I'll give you this. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'd rather go to Ole Miss than Georgia in that regard because I'd rather be coached by Lane Kiffin than Mike Bobo.
Yep, I mean, hit that like and subscribe button. Do that now. We greatly appreciate that. Like and subscribe, we bring you the program each and every weekday at 10 a.m. Jaden Rashada looks like he's headed back into the SEC, and he's a name that you need to know of because he's going to make Georgia a better football team if that's where he goes. What other prospects are we hearing that he might end up to as far as school-wise? By the way, coming out of school, just to give you an idea of where he was rated clearly as one of the top running backs, top quarterbacks in the entire entire 2024 class. So he in some ways Nico-like in that he's a little bit taller, 6'4". Nico's about a solid 6'6", but he needs to put on about 20 pounds of muscle. So does stand tall in the pocket. I like his mobility. I like a lot of things about him. But ultimately, he's been compared to Jared Goff of the Rams. I don't see that comparison necessarily, but he certainly will make a football team better just by showing up on campus. At least I believe he will. The flip side is, do you wonder that he's bounced all over the place? Does he have any sort of character flaws? That would be a concern.
I don't know if he has character flaws. You know, Arizona State's in some trouble right now. They've had a bit of a rocky last couple of years. And so I think that's why he left. I think Arizona State did just get in some sort of probation. So, by the way, how do you get put on probation this era of college football? But
I don't know. It seems like you could run over like a sidewalk full of students and not get put on probation as a football player nowadays. I don't understand what you have to do to get put on probation. Yeah.
They got put on probation for violations committed during the Herm Edwards era. So like I think that could be why he's out. All the thing you would worry the most is, and this is, by the way, this is why they held Nico back last year, guys. Jaden Rashada was 6'4", but he was 185. He only played 4 games last year because he kept getting hurt.
Yep.
And he was a freshman. And this was a thing, I think, I don't know if Jaden Rashada liked how he was thrown out there way maybe before he should have been.
Yep. Fair point. It is time for this day in Tennessee sports history, and it's brought to you by our friends at TriStar Hats Company, TriStarHatsCo.com, TriStarHatsCo.com. They've got the trucker caps, the patch caps. They are absolutely phenomenal. You can see one right over my shoulder. That's the TriStar. If you're on our audio platform, video platform, we encourage you to be on YouTube. We greatly appreciate that. Hit like and subscribe, but also give us a review. Give us a review. We greatly appreciate that. And that gets us out there more on the audio platforms such as Apple and Spotify, which, just to be honest with you, we're killing it. All right. So, Caleb, this day in Tennessee sports history is what?
10 years ago, Tennessee may have made the greatest X's and O's basketball hire they ever made, only to see it flame out after a year.
Donnie Tindall.
They hired Donnie Tindall 10 years ago. Quanzo Martin had bolted for Cal very late in the process. It was well after the NCAA tournament had ended. And Dave Hart went and found Donnie Tindall out of Southern Miss. Donnie Tindall ran a matchup zone defense similar to what Louisville does, or similar to what Rick Pitino ran a high-low motion offense at Kansas, and they pressed on every made basket, one of the most fun teams possible to watch. This is crazy to say, but if it wasn't for his academic fraud issues, I think Donnie Tindall would have hung a banner in Tennessee by this point. I thought he was that good of a tactician.
Whoa! Like an SEC tournament banner?
No. No, I think a national title. Donnie Tindall Donnie Tindall's a basketball tactician, one of the best in the country.
He's not going
to. That's crazy.
He's not going to win a championship. He's Caleb.
That's crazy.
Calhoun, I'm Dave Hooker. This has been a presentation of Off the Hook.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.